Now, NPR's Farai Jadeah brings us some comments from our listeners.
We received a bunch of letters about our coverage of the Stanley Tookie Williams trial. This past Tuesday, you'll recall, News and Notes talked with the Reverend Jesse Jackson about his support for the recently executed inmate. In the same show, we spoke with death penalty advocate Dudley Sharp about his views. Amanda Johnson of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, questions the balance of that coverage. She writes, quote, "I am confused as to why the discussion about Williams' execution on December 13th would include only the host, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and the head of the NAACP. Where is the debate?" The following caller was Mr. Sharp, who supported the death penalty in Williams' execution. However, he was only given 2 minutes or so to speak, clearly not enough time to support his opinion with statistics or research, end quote. The month of December has also brought some general praise from an East Coast listener. Sterling Fox listens to the show in New York City.
I've been listening to News and Notes, and I was calling to tell you how very much impressed I am with your broadcast. It is fast-paced and interesting and informative. I appreciate it very much.
Last week, News and Notes traveled to Montgomery, Alabama, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. Khalil Shahid lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, and listens online. He emailed to say he felt too much focus was on the civil rights struggle of the past. Quote, "After one day of recollecting the history of the Montgomery bus boycott, I've not listened to your show since. Each day I'm disappointed to open the link to find more remembrances of the civil rights struggle. While my first degree was in history, and I cannot be accused of not appreciating the significance of that history, I'm very much aware of the overemphasis of the history of the civil rights Black Power movements and less emphasis on understanding and discussing what happened next. So I do hope that the upcoming days will shift the focus beyond the nostalgia for civil rights era movements and a more useful dialogue on what happened next and since." End quote. We should note that in our final day in Montgomery, the program addressed the current state of race relations in that city and present-day political activism in African-American communities. Marlon Wells from Washington, D.C. had a different response to our broadcast from Montgomery. Quote, "Awesome. The discourse was so rich, insightful, and profound. I think a snapshot of the current state of Black America was accurately portrayed. Hats off to the producers and staff. Job excellently done," end quote. Following Richard Pryor's death last weekend, one of the issues we discussed on Monday's program was the lack of media coverage of notable African-American figures. Rhea Smith from Dayton, Ohio, had this to say about our conversation. Quote, "No doubt race is an element in national media coverage, but don't forget, the American public at large has very short-term memory. If Richard Pryor was out of the spotlight for the last 15 years, as your segment discussed, then he's missed an entire generation of people. A generation that is a primary target of both the media and the advertisers that support the media," end quote. Cindy Brown from Savannah, Georgia, shared with us her fondness of the late Richard Pryor following our tribute to the comedian. Quote, "One for the ages he was, right up there with Shakespeare, the Caesars, Frederick Douglass, Dr. King, and many, many others. His comedy won't be duplicated, can't be touched. We must make sure he's remembered forever. To do this, we must let the young folk of today know of him, know it all, the good, bad, and indifferent. Take care, Mr. Gordon, and keep on keeping on," end quote. We appreciate your comments. To send us an email, log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us, or call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330.
That was NPR's Farai Jadeah with some words from our listeners.